I'd gotten on sea time in a little later, and I got my AB ticket, you know, and this is very serious. And I'd gotten on the Biddeford Victory, not the Biddeford Victory, but the X-Ford, which is another old ship, which was a C-3 company design with riveted construction, with wood decks. We did not. I asked the bosun, we got on board, do we have to holy stone the decks? He said, nah, we don't bother with that no more. You know, holy stone the decks involves big, huge stone.
Yeah.
You put a stick in the middle of the stone so you're going to hold on to it, the stick, and you ride the stone back and forth as the ship rolls. And this rough stone smooths the wood down. See? So you holy stone the deck. And they decided not to do that. Okay, but what we did on the steel deck was to use, now the reason I was able to work day man on that ship is going down the coast, they hired me as day man, so going down the coast, they had me splice 3 beam bridles. This is 6 pieces of wire, 2 on each beam bridle, with the hooks. Now that's 2 splices on each wire. So you do the math, that's 12 splices. You know. So, and they all have to be exactly the same length. So that when it grabs the ring, you put the ring onto the hook. The splice wire comes off with special hooks and metal bars that go through holes on the hatch beam. They pick the hatch beam up. See, this is how you get... you undo the hatches. First, you take the hatch boards off after you've taken the canvas off, and then you take the hatch beams out, and this is how you get down to the next hole.
Okay.
The lower, the upper tween deck, the lower tween deck, and the lower hold. You have to work on this, so I'm spending a full day just splicing the beam bridle. I did them all correctly, you know?
Yeah.
Which some of the guys, they looked at me at my age, you know, and first of all, it was mostly older guys on that ship because they were waiting for it to lay up, because at that time when the ship laid up, an older ship laid up, you would get separation pay. You see?
Yeah.
So this was extra money, extra dollar bills. So they were looking for the ship to lay up and they could buy a new car or whatever, you know, with the money. So I was relatively young. So when I came on there, they looked at me, asked if I was the cadet. You know? Because, you know, so they said, kid, who did you murder to get this ship, you know? Yeah, what'd you do wrong? How come they sent you to this, you know? Because this ship, it looked like something. I looked at the ship, my first reaction was looking at this riveted construction vessel. And the first, I said, this is a refugee from a Humphrey Bogart. You know, it looked, like, you know, a Humphrey Bogart movie, this ship. It really did. It was... it was a 1937 design that they manufactured in 1947 under government subsidy in order to build more ships. So in the United States would have ships. And this was before the Marshall Plan started.
Okay.
Then later on, they subsidized the building of Mariners, which were C-4s. And the first Mariner made the Blue Ribbon run for shipping across the North Atlantic, which in that day was fantastic. That was 21 knot service. I had gotten that job, and that was pretty interesting. We went to India.
How old were you when you were on that ship?
Oh, God. I'd have to go do the math. I was in my late 20s.
And how late did you work?
What?
You were still working in the 90s. When did you retire?
I retired, my last ship was about 93, 94. Yeah.
How many years have you been
sailing? That was a German-made ship under U.S. flag. Mm. And the reason I was able to sail that was I was cleared and I had my training certificate for sailing diesel-powered vessels. See, I've been cleared to work diesel-powered vessels, not just steam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many years of service in total when you retired?
Well, years, about 28 years of service, but spread out over time, you know.
Yeah.
I had things that I did in between, like, for example, before I shipped out on my first ship as day man, I shipped out on a container ship as a blue ticket as a day man.